remote control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
Hello and welcome to Fireteam Core, episode 2. We're already talking about Infinity, so I thought we'd just start.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause, right. But you can go ahead with your list.
Do you have to restart, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk to you in the middle of it.
What's that?
What? No, like, that's fine.
No, Nick's going to restart and tell his list now.
No.
He said hello, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, well, hang on. You're supposed to go, hello and welcome to Fireteam Core, Miami Knights.
Episode 2.
Space Dandy.
I thought it was always hot. I thought it was more like...
Hey, Adam, you got to go around. Who is everybody?
Wait, are we actually introduced now?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Well, Colin came up with a sweet tagline, though.
Space is a place.
Yeah!
No.
That's not it.
Oh, wait.
It's like where laughs always plus one burst or something.
Oh, damn.
Something like that.
Where our content is beyond.
It was actually pretty good. It was a play on Fire Team.
Nice.
I liked it.
Anyway, I'm Adam, and I play Yuzhing.
I'm Nigel. I play Nomads.
I'm Crump, and I play Combined Army.
I'm Colin, and I play Pano.
Eggy, I play Toha. Or Space Dandy.
It's not bad.
No, I did.
That's literally the cats of this episode. You got to edit yourself out like a million times.
I'm going to make a Space Dandy podcast.
Please tell me that you actually didn't edit out the cats.
No, he didn't.
Yes!
Did I?
Not all of them.
Nice. No, I didn't edit it out.
Yeah, exactly.
I left it in there.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
No, it was terrible. But
I mean, it was actually real. It's actually a free-formed pile of garbage.
I leave a lot in as long as it's not egregious. Mm. But anyway, go ahead with your list. Sorry.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to find a list to play against one of our newer local players that is not hot garbage for me to play, but is also not super unfun for him. And we're both playing 150 points. And originally I was just going to bring the Avatar.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Wow. Fireteam Core, where we always have plus one burst.
Oh, that. All right. Sure. Why not?
Okay.
I literally. God damn.
I think plus three BS other than bullshit would be better.
Oh, there we go. Sure. Maybe. I don't know.
Get what I'm saying?
I don't get it.
Because you get.
Okay.
I'm sad you guys aren't more impressed because it took me forever to actually dig through our conversation.
Yeah. I'm impressed. That was amazing.
You just went back in time in the chat. And good job.
That was a lot of moving.
It was
research.
Nick's foggy remembrance was like 10 times better than Colin's like actual like digging in the archives. It was like the worst part of the exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's digging for treasure.
It would be like in the 80s if you were like at a Wendy's like ad pitch room, and Crump was like, "Hey, Colin, what was that tagline you had? Like, where's the beef?" And Colin's like, "No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. Let me go back. I pooped my pants. That's what it is." And you're like, "What? That's a doubt." I like, yeah.
No, I pooped my pants.
Whatever Nick remembered it as is a lot better.
Just kill it, Nick.
All right, so I'm playing Josh in like half an hour-ish, hopefully. This is awful.
Everything at 150 points is awful, I found out.
Yeah. So I'm trying to basically get as close to 10 orders as possible, and I built a list that was 10 orders last week, but I was barred from playing it ever again, apparently. Because I apparently managed to squeeze a missile launcher and a 5-man link into this 150-point.
Against a new player.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So I'm bringing another 5-man link, but it's all melee only dudes. So there's no missile launcher.
I have a problem with this. I feel like the conversation of the list that we had when we went to the Come and Go, which is the gas station, was a better list.
Wait.
Outside of Iowa, people don't know what that is. So that's
true.
That's good. I'm glad you explained that.
It's a strip club, actually. It's
Come and Go, baby.
Everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, boobies.
Yeah.
No. I think you should play that list. The Avatar.
I don't remember. No, that
was literally terrible. It was literally the Avatar. Two drops.
Do not put the Avatar as a new person.
Only one.
Oh, sorry. One drop. And then one 9-point, like, baggage dude.
Uh-huh.
Sweet 3-order list. In quadrant control.
And a lieutenant order.
Oh, yeah. Works. Okay, thanks. Still counts. Yep,
four orders.
You nailed it, buddy.
Go ahead. Jeez.
All right, so it's three crackouts because those guys are super fun. Basically, everything in this list is impetuous. It's got the core, so Josh will have a blast because he never has to worry about cover.
Like, if you're in the link, you're not going to be impetuous, though.
I know.
Okay.
I know. That's what's sad.
Oh, that's great.
And then there's an Osnab, which is just some monkey chick with four little zerglings in her fire team.
Do you know the tech on that?
What
about
do you mean?
Breaking them out and then setting them all for mines.
Yeah.
Do that. You should just do that to Josh. If you're going to smash anyone to the dirt, just smash Josh.
I'm playing chain rifle ones and one explodey guy.
Just take all explodey guys.
Points.
And just set them on the side of the board.
Now, the chain rifle guys will be sweet because they're dogging. So they're like.
Nigel's favorite rule.
Also, explodey guys only screw me. I don't think Josh would be affected.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Josh will get totally wrecked by it and go, sure, sure.
Wait, what? Sure. He'll just run around like an HMG and blow them all away, and then they never explode.
No, you like run them behind buildings, so like when they come out of their deployment, they just have to take it.
Hmm.
That's why that thing's actually really egregiously good.
Mm.
And part super of the cheap.
Problem is we haven't played those type of, like, Nick's never brought Hungries against anybody here, and
I played him against me.
I played him against Colin.
Oh,
nice. It was a long time ago. I don't
were
Morath.
Tilting.
I don't like the Morath sectorial very much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think Nigel. I think Nigel's the only person that's actually seen Quang Chi.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Quang Chi. You played a 5-man against me before.
Did I?
Yeah, double chain rifle dudes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
But yeah, I was basically spamming those 4-point dudes just to get enough orders, and then my lieutenant's just a sober rat, which I should probably not play as my lieutenant because he dies literally every game I ever play him in.
Eh.
He's good.
He's good.
Mine isn't. mine is an idiot. He's just like literally, well, just like the dice are forever. May the dice forever be in your favor, and then he just dies. just like literally flops over.
You're jinxing him by saying that.
The opposite of Colin's paramedic,
because Chris keeps reassuring me that that Sogorath Tempest regiments, which is like a Morad heavy troop with HMGs and stuff, are very good, and I should keep trying them. But every time I do, I die a little inside.
It's actually awesome because on the ride back to Ames, he's always like, I don't understand it. Like the map, like his literally they should live. And like, even if they don't live, he should at least make one of those auto med chicks. Like, I don't understand. Just like.
No, I don't ever get a chance to auto med him. He dies. He literally like fooled the death.
He's a Fizz 15. Is that guy? Fizz 15 with auto med kit?
I think so.
Yeah, it's literally a 15. That's actually really good.
No, but I've never gotten to try to auto med kit him.
Yeah, you shoot the crap out of those guys if they go down.
Well, no, mine just literally dies to like one arrow.
Yeah.
And it's like explosive and I fail every armor check.
Yeah, that's lame. Like, that sucks.
I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Unlike my Yan Hao.
Yeah.
Who like never dies to one shot.
I was like sad because the Sovereign, like, I don't have a mnemonica shenanigans, so I'll go into loss of lieutenant, but it's Morath, so like half of the list stays regular anyway.
What, do you have any chain of command?
There is not chain of command in combined army at all. Ever. Well, but they have that jump around lieutenant rule. And then the Morath sectorial, the one advantage to it is if you go into loss of lieutenant,
doesn't matter.
Literally 80% of your army is
veteran.
Yeah, exactly.
So. The Morath rule.
So if I do go into loss of lieutenant, the little zergling dudes aren't. So like they go irregular.
They're already
still on a fire team.
The fire team breaks. So once you go into loss of lieutenant, your fire team breaks.
Right. Yeah, that should be pretty fun.
Yeah, give us the whole list. Did you already do that?
Two crackouts with two SMGs, one with a Red Fury, Sogorath with a AP HMG, who is my lieutenant, and then the chick and then who's running the fire team core, and then four dudes with explosive.
One chick and four dudes with explosive. Sweet.
Yep.
Good tail end of the list there.
Boom. That was a lot down terms. For me. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's an Osnat for anyone.
There we go. An Osnat.
And four,
is that the chick?
Four Gakis. Yeah.
And then four Gakis.
That model, by the way, is like my favorite. The Osnat. Because she's... At first, I literally thought it was like weird flashing or something, but her sword is a Gaki arm. That she like literally just ripped off and is holding its hand. Like she shoved a hilt through its hand And then she has like another hand coming off of her hand. And I was like, what is going on? There's like two hands touching each other here. Like, this is the worst miscast ever.
I think that just that setup with just the Osnot and the Hungries in general is so fast too. Mm. Like if they don't have any good arrows, you're just free to set that whole entire, to set that up on turn one if you go first. And it's actually super hard to go into. Like, I think it's just really good in general. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it's super cheap, so it's like, you can almost get order spam from it too, if you play that as a core, and then you can just play, what Harissas do they have as well?
The only one is two Sogorats and their Strategos Lieutenant.
Which is fine, they have AP HMGs, so like, that could just, there's a list, boom!
Yep, I mean that is...
I actually love that.
Yeah.
You've played it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice because it's a little bit different from the, that standard, medium infantry link. I can't think of what it is right now, which I'm just being an idiot.
In Combined Army?
Yeah. No. And Morat. Aggression Force.
Oh, the, Suryats, the five-man link.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. The Rodok. The Rodok link. The five-man Rodok link.
Oh, medium infantry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forget that's a game term because it's basically irrelevant.
Yeah.
No. Isn't it?
No, it's not. It's movement. Yeah. Like a 4-2.
Usually okay, but there's literally nothing in the game, like rules-wise, that screws over light infantry different than medium infantry.
Correct. That is wrong, because heavy infantry...
Correct. That is wrong. I'm confused.
Heavy infantry... we said versus light?
Yeah. There's a difference. There's an inherent difference between heavy and the other two. But is there any game term that literally makes medium different than light other than... their movement, they have more armor or BDS. Like, there's no hacking programs that hit medium infantry. Like, there's nothing, right?
Yeah.
No.
You're right.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
That's why when someone's like, no, they're medium infantry, I'm like, what? I don't even know what that means.
It's they're just saying they're 4-2 with medium armor, like a 3 or 2 armor.
You're crying because they're 4. Yeah. They're 4-2, and they're like, ugh, I'm a sad boy.
Mm, sure. Yeah, screw Rodox.
that link is actually... tremendous. Just mimetism on five dudes are just like bleh.
And super jump.
Yeah.
Do they all have chest mines?
They all have explosive level 1, which is kind of like a chest mine.
Do you think it's the best link in the best links in the game are?
Augusils. Augusils with Lupe.
Fagmari.
It's definitely not the Zerg link.
You're talking about five mans?
Yeah.
That's tough. I can't off the top of my head, I don't know.
See, I mean, Eggers already gave me the answer I wanted. So.
Bagmari.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Personal opinion would be Bagmari. This is in no order.
Yeah.
Wooming.
No.
Haramaki.
Ooh, Haramaki. You're pretty. Well, that's.
What a Haramaki.
That's like
do?
A. You're not going to take all five Haramaki, though.
I mean, it's a Haramaki Deramaro.
Yeah, which is three different models. Oh, and if you put Nico in there.
Yeah, you just throw Nico in
But there. I do love that.
It's like. It's one of those special links. It's just there. It's, you know. Version.
And we're talking five mans.
That's it. That is a five man.
But like, what's it do?
But no, that's what I'm asking.
What's it accomplish?
The Haramaki?
Yeah.
Kill stuff, though.
So ballistic skill 16.
Very, very good board control. Because you can drop two missile launchers in that link, and it's really hard to actually remove it from the table. And then the only thing that really gets to him is maybe a hacker, and if that can even get within eight, or a repeater, or whatever. And then actually, if they move up, in mid-range in the board, they're hard to get out because they're armor, and then they got good fizz for dodges as well, and then they're really good in CC. So you don't want to run something like into CC with them to fight them.
And if you're playing into JSA, there's most likely going to be a ninja hacker killer on the board to protect them. And if they're not, you could be running. You can also be doing this. You could be running an Evo to buff the ninja hacker killer with the infiltration, and then on top of that, have the Evo be putting up the fairy dust. So they're even more resilient to, like, assault hacking or regular hacking.
Does fairy dust last for a round?
It lasts for two turns.
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
A round is not a game term in Infinity.
So that makes them nines? Right? Because they're sixes? Or are they threes?
It gives them the firewall mod, so then they get they get the plus three.
I'm asking what their base stat is.
They get the plus three BDS, but then they also get a plus three to, the minus three to hacking through a repeater.
Nope, they're sixes. It, with the fairy dust, they're threes base.
Nico's a six.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay.
That's the main one that I was thinking of. So,
Did you get through all the way through that? We cut Nick off like
yeah, no, it's
times.
Only 150 points.
Oh, okay.
It's not a. It's a baby list for babies. It's not yep. a real. Yeah, just a little. Just a little
did,
guy.
Did you guys see the sweet? Sorry, I'm jumping track real quick. Did you guys see real quack?
Real quack.
Did you guys see the kind of semi spoiler, not directly through Infinity? It's on some of the Infinity forums about the. 2-player additional starter pack that's coming out here soon to like bonus up for Red Veil and Ice Storm.
What are the factions?
Red Veil and Ice Storm factions?
Pano, Nomads, then Hack, and whatever.
Yeah.
No. But it's just a extra blisters for like, yeah. Hack
it's,
and
it's
Nomads?
Like an add on. So, like, if you bought the Ice Storm pack and then you could.
Yeah, so it's Hack and Nomads again.
Hack,
yeah.
It's Hack and Yuzhing and then Nomads and Pano.
All those Nomad and Pano players. Yeah, and they had to come and be allies for like a one purchase only. And it was basically like an epic, you know, like we'll be friends for this one mission. And then they split the box, but then they fought over like the guy.
Each other ever since.
Yeah. Now they have to get back together again. It's like part two. And they have to like go meet at like the CD bar. I thought I'd never see you again. We got another mission.
Jesus. Wait, are they packaging them?
Together, yeah, I think so. And then we got to split them again.
Yeah, so you and Nigel can split one, and Chris and I are going to split the other one.
Yeah.
I think part of it is through a spoiler through like a distributor or something, because they currently have it set up so the corporate security unit model is paired with the Yuzhing Hack Islam one, but that makes no sense because it should be paired with the Pano and Nomad one. And then they have an authorized bounty punter. Oh my gosh.
The bounty punter. Chris Cluey, bounty punter.
Hunter. That's paired with the other one that would, more than likely be with the Yuzhing and, Hack Islam one because it works in ISS.
Mm. If they do put a special edition guy in there, like the HBT, put two. So that way it's easy to split.
Yeah, you feel good about them too.
Yeah. Cause just, like we had to have a death match for the last one and it's sort of, yeah, we don't do that again.
Or when the the Yuzhing player wants your Yuan, and you're like, you can't even take Yuan.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you really want to stab them.
Yeah.
Chris and I are peaceful. We just kindly know and split our box. I feel like I'm talking on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
You are for some reason.
Yeah.
No. What I was trying to say was that, we like split our boxes really, really nicely. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and Nigel fought like cats and dogs.
Yep.
Who ended up with the like special model in that?
I think I did.
I don't even know what the special model you're talking about is. So
the
Yuan Nigel
or the Yuan Yuan?
No, that's Ice Storm.
Yeah, what is my mission critical, dude? The mission Direfoes, the Direfoes pack. Who is paired with Nomads in that one? It's not even. I don't even. It's probably not even Pano. But I think I just bought it for the guy, and then I literally gave my dude. It's an Alec dude.
I have it.
Yeah, you have
it. I split
it
actually with you.
Yep. I just bought it, and then I just made
Joey originally had it and never played, and I was like, I would like that model because
I gave it to Joey, and Joey sold it to you. That bundle.
Well, I actually sold it to you. I gave you money.
Oh, you gave me money?
Yep.
Oh, it was like $8. I don't know.
No. Why $8?
I don't know. That's enough for Taco Bell. That's sort of like my base. My base arbitrary number when we're splitting things.
I think I gave you 15, but.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. Was there like an inside joke about
$8?
Yeah, you
should like split something that's like $150 with Nigel. And then Nigel would be like, that'll be $8.
Yeah. Well, because I bought it. I gave the guy to Joey. And then like 2 years later, he gives it to you. And you're like, oh, I'll buy it from, you know, you like gave me the Joey contribution. And by then, I didn't remember what the Direfoes pack cost. I was like, oh, like $8. That's like my general like. So it would work if we like got the Suicide Squad box.
Did I give you $8?
And you waited like a year. I feel like it was $8.
I think it was more than $8.
I got my money's worth that back out of you. It's fine.
But you got his Taco Bell.
Yeah, I got my Taco Bell. It was fine.
Okay.
Nigel, we need to purchase more models in the future together.
Yeah.
So that way he can just pay you $8. Yeah. And
hey, you want to buy a huge box together?
Mm-hmm. Well, the good news is that now I'm a little more savvy. Like that one was one where I was at Mayhem repeatedly seeing it on the wall. And I was like, Lupe, Lupe, Lupe. And I just was like, I didn't even know what all of it did. I just like, I'll use all of it. And then, and then I learned the rules.
No.
Yeah. Lupe was worth it, though. She was great.
Have you ever played the Direfoe missions?
I have not.
We haven't.
We gotta try to do that one of these days.
Actually, yeah, we need to, we actually need to run a campaign. We were talking about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. We need to run a true campaign.
Yep.
So I can use that journalist level 2.
Now. So actually, something that we can talk about is struggles that we've had in the,
struggles.
The, like, beginner league. Well, no, creating a, like, positive environment for, like, beginner players. At like 2 weeks in or 2 rounds in, and looking at our meta, I've actually kind of come to a realization that I don't love, and I had this thought at the beginning.
Any of us just hate us all.
I do. I hate you guys. No, I don't love the idea of playing the game starting off at 150 points. Like,
I think 150 points is fine. Well, okay, so you would say start at 300, and that way everybody learns the whole game.
Yeah.
What I think should happen is be 150 points, and then we hard ban link teams and hard ban any advanced deploy, like any, the ones that's extreme advanced deploy, infiltration. Mm-hmm. It just ban like the super and the unpleasant, like guys coming in off the sides, any kind of like that crap, airdrop dudes.
Until
just
you get like 200.
Exactly. 150 points, no link teams, no shenanigans, let people just play kind of like the standard, you know, shoot 'em ups.
I think no 5-man link teams. Like,
I mean,
because if you're playing like, if someone buys a Steel Phalanx box, like,
can't they play Harris in there?
Adam,
they could play Enomotarkos, which is a 4-man.
I don't know if you remember this, but I started, and like when I started, we just started playing at 300 because I wanted to play tags,
right?
And for like the first 5 games or so, it was like awesome. It's like you guys were all like just taking it super easy on me, and then after that, I started getting my face kicked in. And then I was just like, and I'm done with this. And then I had like Infinity has such a hard, like they can, when that skill gap hits, it's just like,
yeah,
it'll punch you right in the face.
Yeah. I think you got to dangle the carrot a little
that'll,
bit.
That'll happen regardless of points.
It's going to happen regardless. Yeah, eventually.
I don't necessarily think what you're saying is bad. I don't think that it won't happen regardless. My thought on the 300 points, is a completely different approach, and it would be, having everybody play 300 points, working to get, like, getting together as a group and being like, okay, we're going to build balanced list for everybody, and they're going to play those for all 5 rounds. I know that sounds weird.
No, you can do that. I'm just not going to spend my time to do that.
It's too rushed for you can't start with most people with a game at 300 because they're just like the financial investment.
What Nick's saying.
You need to try the game for a while.
Oh, sure. For like new. But once people join a league and bought in, and a lot of stuff is like, I bought the 300 point box, so they have 300 points. And a lot of times they're pretty decent to start. Like the lists are actually good for the 300 point boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this new sharing box, like now it's even more like, more easy. Now it's even easier for people to get in the game now because we can say, hey, let the two of us want to get in. Oh, hey, let's get Ice Storm because I like Bano, you like Nomads. And oh, there's a bonus add-on. Like, where do we go after that? What do we, what's the next step? Like, Gar and I have been having that conversation. Like, you know, he's like, okay, so I bought Rushi. Like, what's the next thing I buy?
All right. I have an idea. What if you did it? So we started at 150 points, but you do a thing where, think about like StarCraft or Warcraft where you do like, you do the campaign and you start out crappy and you only have access to like lumberjacks or whatever. And then you sort of work your way up. If in this one, you basically like, you kind of know the factions, like everybody kind of knows the factions and you'd be like, Nomads have to take like one of this and Pano has to take one of this and Ariana has to take one of this. And that way it like, they don't have total freedom of their list. They have to use things that you want them to learn. Wow. And then, when they all play against each other, it's relatively balanced because they're all kind of like, they have this one limit.
It's hard. It's really hard to do that. That's
for new players, they would never know. Like, you would be super bothered because you would rather just jump right into like,
I think it's really hard to balance that though.
But there's a lot of players. Anybody who's already played already wants to jump into like that 5-man links.
No, I'm not even saying, it's hard to balance. Like, even if you're trying to pick and choose like baseline troops for people, I think it's hard to balance that even.
It doesn't have to be balanced. It just has to be, it has to be such that someone, when you see someone else's list across the table, it's easy for a third party to be like, their list is about MSV and your list is about ODD. And then that way you have a natural, and then you're learning like a basic, thing and counter thing and not, and then there, and you can actually do your matchups that way too. So like, so it's a lot more work for the organizer, but you can kind of socially engineer that everybody has a better like initial experience. And then you can have good players. So like, You, Colin, I shouldn't say good players, but experienced players. So like all of us.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You got to the Colin and you're like, whoa, I was a step too far.
Well, I was going to say all of us. So all of us that have experience making lists are hamstrung. We have like more like basically constraints on our list making, and we're there to provide our faction experience to other people so that they're not, you know, so they're learning basic stuff without getting it like, completely shoved up their butt. And then, you know.
Way up your butt.
No, no, I think that's a great idea because one of the biggest complaints, not necessarily complaints, concerns that is expressed is, and this is people coming from other miniature games like
Monopoly.
You know, Monopoly, exactly. That they're like, I don't know how to build a list. Like in Infinity, list building isn't, we say it all the time. We're like, you know, list building, it's not important. It's not important about the list building. It is to a certain extent. Yeah.
I mean,
it is. Because you need to know what things are. Like, you need to know what a balance, like you, it is because you need to know how to build a balanced list to be able to counter challenges.
You gotta have all the tools.
Yeah.
Or some of the tools, like enough tools such that you on the table have answers to everything.
Yeah, I think list building is one of the most important things in the game, actually. Like, sure, you can still play a game and put up a good fight, but I think list building is super, super important. I'm not going to – I disagree with that.
No, no, no. What I'm referring to is you can play what you want in this game. You literally can. You can pick – it's not I have to play X models because X model is better than Y model because Y model is absolute garbage.
Except Doc Worm. You have to play that guy.
I do think there's auto includes.
But like,
oh no, you just there's no other doctors, so you have to play.
Yeah, auto include.
Yeah.
When are you gonna slam that bad boy?
You don't have to though. Like you can tailor.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially because you have two lists, you don't have to, and you can build a semi-competitive balanced list using all the tools that you have to, available to you. That's what I mean. I don't think, but that is an extremely important part of list building. And it's a different approach to list building that most people do in other games. Like in other games, it's like, what's the most bull-like thing I can put on the table that's like going to present a question that nobody can answer? That can you deal with this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those lists can work in Infinity. Like there are people who make lists based entirely off just spamming ODD or whatever,
or the avatar,
or like you know sneaking in on you, infiltrating on you, or whatever.
That's
like,
true.
There's those things, but. So there's that strategy, but it's not all. But I agree with you though. You can make a good list around anything that you like. You know, you just have to sort of think about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's like, because if you're trying to build like a kind of a cagey list,
yeah,
is what that kind of entails. But I think a lot of times too, even if you are just making like a strong list, you're still going to get a lot of lower point dudes just for your orders in the first place and specialist. But yeah,
Your list has a cohesive idea. It has to have a plan.
Right.
So that's the important part of it is, cause if you're just decorating, if like you're just filling in points or sort of shopping for like a variety, you'll end up with this like hodgepodge that doesn't quite do anything.
You need
on the table.
Two things, I think, in every single list is a couple kill pieces to actually do work on the table and then your specialist. So you have to have some specialists and then some kill pieces to actually do something.
I sort of like Chris's 40% specialist number.
Yeah.
If 40% of your points.
Four specialists or five specialists is very, very good.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you ever run into a situation like if anybody that is listening does not play engineers, like you'll learn eventually to the point that like why you probably should have an engineer in almost every list.
Mm. You can make one. That's the one that you can skip if you really
are
good about it.
I think that it's one of the ones that you initially think that you can get skip, and then you get stuck with adhesive launchers.
I thought I could skip once. I'd skipped it once time.
Oh, is this the time I?
Well, no. He was in that list. He just couldn't get there because he got shot up. I played against Chris, and then he had a bunch of those pirate dudes that like come in, Yandians or whatever.
Yep, Yandians.
And they all had adhesive launchers.
What? How?
They land and they roll on a table.
So they all roll.
Yeah, like two or three of them. He had like five.
That's extremely lucky.
Yeah, but he adhesive launched my Joan from behind, and then I was just like dead in the water.
That sucks.
It was not a fun game,
Jonah.
It was fun for him though. He five drop troops is pretty fun.
Yeah, that's the point of playing Yuan. So they're just throw away, and you're like, come on, do something sweet. And that's literally the dream for one of those guys.
Oh, no, he got to live the dream. That was true.
Also, the adhesive launcher has the highest probability of being rolled. Well, not the highest, but one of the highest probabilities because it has two spots on the chart. The only, like.
Sure, but it's still two out of 20.
Right.
compared to everything else except for armor plus one, which
yeah,
is...
Yeah, but he's got five of them, so this is around.
No, it's three max.
Here's the thing about Yuan-Yuan's, though. Sure. They either come in, land, or they just die horribly, because they deviate and
die. I mean, the story was, Colin's opponent had an adhesive launcher.
Protect you, Colin.
And Colin didn't bring an engineer, and then he had a bad time.
Yeah, right.
And it was firefight, so he didn't have to drop in. He just walked on the backside of the board.
Mm. Oh, it was.
Mm. Oh, that's lame.
We were pressed for that tournament, in which I'd forgotten firefight was in that tournament when I went to that tournament.
Mm. That's lame. I actually don't like that rule for firefight.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, my tiger soldiers love it.
It's just silly. Like, yeah, I think it's actually a dumb rule.
Just cover your corners, Brad.
I do. I think I do a good job of that always, but I still think it's just very, very strong for AD troops. Like, okay, well, you did a good job, but I killed one of your models protecting the whole side. Now you're going to get wrecked.
Hmm. I mean, you also do, and this is something that I think that and earlier is commonly forgot, that scenario deployment isn't a standard 12, it's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and, I mean, I'll purposely keep it within 12 because that changes, you know, if you're worried about infiltrators, like,
yeah, yeah.
If you're in that game and you're in firefight and you're worried about infiltrators, don't deploy all the way out to 16. You know? It's literally a kill scenario. You don't need to be out on the board necessarily. Right.
I hate those scenarios.
Kill scenarios?
Yeah.
I don't mind them. It just depends. Like,
I love them. They're the best.
Actually, that scenario, one of the pieces of that scenario that's constantly overlooked is how valuable the high cards are in that. I think they're each worth like two objective points in that scenario, which is big.
So four.
Which is 40% of the points.
You kill first, then you do your classifieds on that one. Get those big points.
That's what you do for every scenario. You kill first.
Yeah.
Kill first, go for scenario after.
Depends what you got left.
My plan is to win on turn four.
that should be just like the Pano model, like you know all these things that keep showing up for WOTAN where they're like join Pano like at the bear, you know, at the front line. It should literally just be I plan to win on turn four. Pano's here.
Classic Pano.
Adam is the 150 point, is it? I know we've been playing limited insertion for purposes of the command tokens. Is it actually limited insertion? No. Okay, shoo.
No, it's not actually. And actually, this next week we're jumping up to 200.
For you, it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna have to go back and apologize to Gar. Like, sorry, dude.
Oh my god, that would be such a disaster. Because like, Tim brought four orders, and so I'd be like, take out two. turn.
Yeah, that's. I'm excited to see how Tim's game go this week. Tim is one of our new players that played
he
initially.
Showed me all the stuff he has. He has a ton. He has 500 points of stuff.
He played at back in N1 and N2 when you know it was really rough and finding how things work was actually really difficult in the book. And he's excited. He's like super excited now. And his brother's got stuff too. So we've discussed
getting stuff.
Yeah, and. We've discussed like model count, so I think he's going to take a completely different type of list against Colin. I'm super excited to see what he does and how he enjoys it.
Mm. Too bad you're going to Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
Uh-oh, the Wolves are coming out. Adam's
just
leaving.
Just drive it. You record it and you post it online, and then we'll watch it where there isn't any internet.
It takes work.
We'll just imagine it in our heads.
You know, we are staying in cabins though, so there might be internet.
Oh, like, Colin's baby. They are babies. You get out there in the woods, and you camp.
You get leeches.
We're bringing our wives.
Oh, my God. Speaking
who
of
don't like to camp.
I remember one time when we were up in the Boundary Waters.
She invited me instead.
One time.
I'm pretty.
This one time at Crump, camp, you're going to tell us?
Oh. After a mile-long walk with the canoes and everything, just the leeches, we like threw the canoe down, and I was like, there's like a lot of like algae on this like this like little entrance into this lake, and then it was just a million leeches. Just like
They're gross.
They're not that bad.
I mean, this one was like, you know when cicadas like land on trees? Yeah, it was like that.
I'm just saying, just like people just get grossed out by leeches.
Was a leech.
They're really good fishing bait.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they used to use them back in the day.
We still use them.
Yeah,
they,
and
they bleed people.
Yeah, like
they just like
Mission Impossible 3.
Huh?
Or not Mission Impossible.
They just leech on the fish.
They leech on everything.
Sweet. The fish eat them.
Oh,
yeah. The fish eat them, and then they parasite the fish sometimes. You know, they.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you get the cure for wellness.
Did you watch that?
I did.
Why?
Because it was very good.
What?
Yeah, it was a little weird. I don't know all what happened, but it was very good.
It was so weird that it was good.
Yes.
Maybe.
What is this?
The Cure for Wellness is a very, Gore Verbinski, who's the guy who did the American version of The Ring, did this like random horror movie. It's what I wanted Shutter Island to be. It's basically a guy who goes to a sanitarium and spends 2.5 hours, having the creepiest trip basically ever known to man.
Hmm.
But the movie it's a horror movie.
Is it like supposed to be a dumb horror movie that you kind of laugh a lot?
No.
It's actually an insightful, like, oh, there's a lot of like thought provoking. It's really like, it was pretty good.
I think we're rounding down close. I do have
a round down anywhere. What
we've been on for 40 minutes.
What do you mean round up?
You're killing me.
Did we, in our last episode, did we go through and talk about our favorite units?
We did.
And then people were like, I actually had a list. I think I made a bunch of stuff back then.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't think about a lot of stuff tonight.
You were really banking on Cap Geek talking.
I was banking on Cap Geek so hard because he's been looking at the forums and all the like special stuff, like WOTAN-wise. So I was like, oh, he'll know what to talk about. That's why.
Oh, WOTAN. Oh, no. We could talk about WOTAN.
Why do we not have a WOTAN clan?
There
ain't nothing with.
I kind of wanted to jump in on WOTAN. I feel like it's too late. WOTAN snuck up on me. I didn't understand what it was all about until it was like halfway done.
It's never too late.
That's true.
We literally have video recorders. We can record, and that's how you get WOTAN points.
Yeah, we really should do it because nomads are getting picked on constantly.
Nigel, even as a Yuzhing player, I will play whatever faction you need to play. I mean, not faction. Scenario you need to play for your WOTAN orders.
You can't throw games.
I'm not throwing a game.
It basically doesn't matter if you win or lose anyways. There's no throwing games. You just have to play them in a location.
So you just have to play.
I'll take that location.
Get out there and play.
Yeah.
Is Toha even in it right now?
Yeah, the artichokes are everywhere.
Is Toha ever in it?
Yeah. No, the artichokes are... I can't remember who they're blowing up right now. I think it's... I'm pretty sure it's Yuzhing, actually.
Are they just focus firing somebody?
Yeah, Yuzhing. They're in the Kool-Aid.
Okay, maybe I should join in.
No.
Didn't you see Carlos?
No.
Didn't you see Carlos post the like Hitler meme today?
That was amazing. Carlos posted this Hitler meme.
It was like Hitler as a like the leader of Yuzhing, and he's basically like discussing WOTAN, and he's basically talking about, and then the artichokes have taken the ship, whatever, and he's like, yeah. Anyways.
Is it the clip from the movie?
Yeah,
like,
it's that one.
Everyone who like leave the room, it's that.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, he's like, he was basically like, I want all JSA and all whatever and all whatever, like to leave the room, like all the Japanese, all the Koreans, all the whatever to leave the room, and everybody leaves the room, and then it's just the Chinese or whatever, and then he proceeds to like start spazzing out.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What is that in
it's
again?
Literally shared in our iWinfinity group. What's the movie? I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's Inglorious Bastards.
No, it's not Inglorious Bastards.
Isn't it?
No, it's
like
not.
A legitimate...
Is it the one the one where Tom Cruise tried to blow him up and he failed?
That's the one.
Okay, it's that one.
I think it's that's the one, right?
I don't think it's that one either. Valkyrie?
Valkyrie.
That's the Tom Cruise movie. Yeah, but I don't think that's that.
It's either that or Inglorious Bastards, so you can take your pick.
I don't think it's either.
I've never seen the movie.
I think it's Schindler's List.
Yeah, he did that.
Why are we talking more
about
movies?
It's not even in black and white. Like, it's literally a color video.
This is about Affinity. It's literally posted on the WOTAN.
Who's this chick that posted about Iowa? Stop complaining about your life. There are people who live in Iowa. This is a trick.
What?
You see this on the Iowa Affinity?
Yeah, that's really Greg. Greg Archer, he's trying to grief us. He's trying to get our attention and cause some trouble.
He doesn't understand that Iowa's actually just awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome because no idiots.
Didn't you see us get that big argument? I said Iowa's the new Portland.
Yeah, no, it totally is. We do things 3 years later than anybody else in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Like, so we're literally the Portland.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A lot of idiots just don't come.
It's bad enough that we're starting to get firework people here.
Oh, yeah. They legalized fireworks.
Just,
so
like, just gross.
I think the law in Ames was hilarious with the fireworks. I know people
a lot of
totally
cities banned
this.
A lot of cities banned them.
No, you could buy fireworks, but like they had a law that you could only like fire them off on the day of the 4th of July, so you could buy them any day.
This is like really retarded NPR. And then there's like fireworks, man. Have you been to the Taco Bell in Ames? Oh, yeah, really? They got long lines on Thursdays. Like Infinity players are like,
quality content.
Man, you're gonna edit this all out.
No.
Carl and I could talk about the last Infinity game we played.
You should do that.
Ooh, when did that happen?
I remember.
It was the one where you tried to kill my avatar. and then you won the game because you beat me with your Pano whip to my Avatar whip.
Yeah. Yep.
Bastard.
Go ahead. You can go
into
that game.
No.
You went first, didn't you, and like blew up all of his arrows?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you can explain it.
Yeah, Nick goes first with his Avatar. He destroyed my Fusilier-linked missile launcher with the Avatar, and then on the next arrow, which was a mistake, I waited for him to come out of cover, and then I popped up my Swiss Guard with a missile launcher.
Was it a mistake?
Yeah, it was. I should have popped it. They were right next to each other. My Fusilier missile launcher and my Swiss Guard missile launcher. I knew Nick would, because there wasn't going to be any arrows for him, or like from what he could tell. So then I waited for the Avatar to come out of cover. But if you split your burst up against the two missile launchers, there's a good chance like the missile like one of them's getting through probably.
Yeah.
And then you're probably not going to kill the Swiss Guard.
Yeah, Avatar can live through the hits though. Maybe.
Yeah, I would have probably just put all four straight into the linked.
Sure, but then a missile launcher goes through.
Yeah, a ballistic skill 15 missile launcher, which is
But let's say worst case scenario, you take two wounds.
We didn't need it a 9.
Yep.
It's like a coin flip to hit, and then missiles pow 14?
15.
15?
If you're blasting, it's 14. You're going to blast that.
He would armor pierce. Because the armor pierce through the armor.
Oh, okay.
On the tag, it's actually statistically.
Yeah, better. Okay.
And so,
But yeah, it was, I think, the first time I've actually... No, I played the Avatar one other time against you, but I hated that list. I've played the Avatar, like, twice, and trying to find information about the Avatar online is miserable, because everyone's like, Onyx, yeah! And, like...
That's because of the box.
Yeah, probably.
But anyway, how the game continued was he kept moving up his Avatar, and I'm just, like, almost in baby melt mode. Because I'm like, that was...
Yeah, 100% melt mode.
No, I wasn't in melt mode yet.
Okay.
He was in regular, not baby.
I was in. Baby melt mode. But like, because all of my pieces to like actually deal with the Avatar were just dying off.
Well, all your super good arrow pieces were just gone.
And so then, like Nick got to kind of run the board however he wanted to. And so then on my next turn, I took my the Blackfriar.
Yeah,
he was on the same side as the Avatar. And you could actually get, like, somewhat close to the Avatar. And so I, like, got within my plus range band, and then it was close to whether he could be subsidized or not. And I said...
I thought it was close.
It was for sure in.
Yeah.
It was, like, literally right on the line. But, yeah.
You could have chose not to take cover and shoot at him.
I wanted cover because I figured cover would be good, but apparently...
Yeah, but that's the one case where it's not good.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know that now. Thanks, guys!
Well, I didn't want to, like, straight spoil it during the game to be like, don't do that!
Yeah.
Okay. So Colin walks up to shoot me.
Yeah, I walk up to shoot him. He successfully saves the shots and then subsidizes me and then takes him over. And now I'm in full baby melt mode. And then I just, like, rage took my link team and just shot that guy in the back because I was, like, super pissed.
He just, you have failed this link team.
Yeah.
Was he your lieutenant?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, all right.
Blackfriar can't be a lieutenant.
Yeah.
Cannot be a lieutenant. Not the one with the albedo and stuff.
Albedo.
Colin was in baby melt mode, but that made me so happy when he's like, get subsidized, and then his literal next order is to kill the guy. Yeah. Like, he's just like, no. If I can't have him, no one can.
The worst is the roll for the subsidized, and you're like, you know, 17. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Why is it off his whip? That's so ridiculous.
But yeah, then I took the next, like, six or seven orders with the Aquila Guard.
Which had an HMG, right?
Which had an HMG.
And he's Ballistic Skill 15 with a MSV 2.
Yep.
Three.
But yeah, so eventually he actually got the Avatar off the board, and then Nick ran out of guns, basically.
Hold on. I didn't run out of guns because I loved this Avatar list I built because it also had another big gun in it, which was a Sogorat.
Colin, so the all the like with this new tagline, whatever, all the pilots can get out, and then Pano got the crab bots.
Yeah,
and crab bots are specialists because they can loot panoplies and stuff.
Yeah.
So Robert Shepard in our chat made this in case.
Oh my god!
Yes.
For the time he loots a bike.
Yep.
That's awesome.
That is spectacular. It's a crab bot on a bike.
Oh,
and it's amazing.
We gotta post a picture of that.
That needs to happen.
That's so awesome.
That's pretty amazing.
That is fantastic. We have to do that for Colin.
How do
that
I commission you to make one for me?
He also needs to like have the knife, like he needs to be swinging his exactly. Mad Max style.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That needs to be a real thing.
If we get the bike, the crab out, and the knife, I think we can set it up.
But anyway, the rest of our game kind of played out where Nick kind of like moved his hacker to take all the scenario points. And
yeah, what was that one? It's the one where you can control quadrants at the end of every round. Yeah, and then the end of the game.
If you both control them, you roll off for them.
Yeah. So Colin and I basically are just even points forever. Like, we both dominated all, like, had more quadrants, had the same number of quadrants, had more quadrants for the other opponent. And then we just were in a roll-off situation for the consoles that were left because we both hacked them at some point in the game. And I'm like, I got this. Because you just use the highest specialist, and the avatar died, so he mnemonicked to Dr. Worm, so I had a whip 17, like, specialist, and Colin's Pano, so he's got, like, whip.
Trauma dog!
Yeah, 12, 12.
His whip 12 just, like, beat me.
And I was
just
like, she was on the table?
Yeah.
You auto-lose, you don't even roll. Yeah. Like, you're just going to lose. Like, it doesn't matter, she never fails.
I was like, we're gonna roll off these other two. Well, this feels good for me.
Yeah, welcome to the
lost
trauma doc
world.
Doctor, give me the news. I
literally failed one of them and then rolled lower than Colin on the other one. I rolled like a 19 and then a 5.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So. I've been staring at this picture almost all this whole podcast.
It's so good. I love it.
Yep. All right.
You want to do announcements real fast?
Sure. What announcements do you
have? I have an update for Iowa Infinity.
Oh,
they
okay.
have added a hotel at a discount rate. It's luckily not a football weekend. So
is it downtown?
I'm not sure if it's downtown, actually.
Oh, that'd be awesome if it's downtown.
Oh, sorry, I was trying to
find Sheridan.
Pull it up.
Downtown, Iowa City.
Leroy Brown.
That would be fun just to go down there and have a good time, too.
I kind of want to stay there.
I haven't went out there in years.
Here we go.
Yeah, Adam yelled at us because we're talking about Batman. And he wanted to stab me.
Not for real.
Maybe, there's definitely.
You had the knife out. It was pretty convincing.
I did buy that Batman squad.
He picked up the crab
nut.
Crabbot.
On the motorcycle. It was like, you be quiet.
That should be our name for Adam, Crabbot.
Crabbot.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
I will shake you.
Oh, gosh dang it. Oh my god, we should build him a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Just get a Mr. Krabs costume and give him a knife.
I want a Mr.
Give him
Krabs
your machete.
Costume. Did you see that the meme for Amazon Prime Day? It was Mr. Krabs was on a blanket, and there's literally just a bunch of junk. This is Amazon Prime Day across the top. I was like, perfect.
We could build the most epic Halloween costume. It's just me as like a Jotam, and then Adam's just on my back as a robot. I'm in. And then like he randomly like jumps off, and he's just like a little crab.
Yeah,
you're going to carry Adam around all Halloween.
Yes, on my back.
I will pay to see that.
And then if you lose me, if somehow we get separated, you have to stay in that place
until you
make a whip roll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
The best part is I'm just going to walk up and shoot him with silly string and watch him melt. Oh! Is there an engineer in the room?
No. Gosh dang it. Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so here's the update. A hotel has been added for Iowa Infinity. It's $139 a night. You can book up until September 19th and register as soon as you can because I believe that's going to be kind of how it goes. Obviously, we have nothing to do with this. It's just one of those nice big events.
We'll be there.
We'll be there, yeah. But that
you
means
should go, too.
That means nothing. Just joking.
No, it means something.
Yeah, and then it's... it is... If you go to the Iowa Infinity... not Iowa Infinity. Iowa Incident page, there is a link on there to the Hamilton. The Hampton by Hamilton. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
It's going to...
I think that's
it. Mind bender there.
Yeah, Hampton by Hamilton.
I think the next couple times here, Adam will prep a lot more stuff.
This will be
more.
Yes.
We'll get more consolidated and more more structured.
I don't think we can promise this.
Yeah,
no.
It doesn't matter if we do it or not. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, bear with us. We have like it is fertile ground for us. So
it's also Miami style. So that means like it's literally just us talking.
Can't not be Miami style with the crumps on it.
Yeah,
but
it's literally just us talking.
Yeah.
Like, bunch of guys, maybe a girl here or there.
It should just be called Musa Mini's non sequitur.
Yeah.
Well, this has been Colin.
Nigel.
Adam.
Whoa, yeah, combo that. You guys redo that.
My bad.
Come on. Come on.
Adam.
Egg.
Oh, damn it.
This is just straight trash.
Nick and Nigel.
You can't say Nick for Nick.
He's not here.
He's in the pooper.
We're going to wait for him to come back from his poop.
Oh, my God.
And he can get out.
And Eggers.
And Eggy.
Bye.
Boy.
Boy. Hurry, Nick.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. Stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way.
Gotcha.
Boom, roasted.
Boom. We are recording, I believe.
God, I need to play Deathstroke.
Yeah, we're definitely recording.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to play Deathstroke.
I need to play Bane. The Bane Train.
Could Deathstroke be a boss? This is an Infinity podcast, and no one's going to care if we talk about another game for like 2 seconds.
For Scarecrow.
Especially if it gets edited out.
Well, this can be pre-ramble, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what Nigel does.
No, don't well, pre-ramble about Batman on literally the second podcast.
What? It's just pre-ramble.
Like, especially when Corvus Belli, like...
Just pre-ramble.
It's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, we'll talk about Spider-Man.
Like...
What?
The movie?
That's Marvel.
Hey, you guys want to play that Marvel's magic? Uh-huh.
No, I mean...
Wow,
I mean
wow.
We'll talk about Outrage.
Oh, did you read it? Did you read it?
Good.
I'm a third in.
Mm, okay.
I'm at the part where they're like, they got the team assembled and they're ready to go kick some butt.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Can't spoil it. I want to spoil it really badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how did I get roped into this without going to see Spider-Man?
I don't know.
I said I would go.
What?
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're rolling into this, right?
This is pre-ramble.
We're rolling,
rolling in.
Because I'm actually wondering, Nick and I are both going out of town this weekend, and we need people to watch our cats.
Oh, I already got that covered, though.
Oh, I don't know if we
just
have people to watch ours.
Bring your cat over to his house and have one cat watch the other.
I don't know if they get along.
Twofer.
Well.
If I have to listen about editing about stupid cats again, I'm just going to talk about Batman the whole time.
Oh, that's why I did it, you bastard.
Got him.
Yeah, that was fully intentional.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, it's actually true, though.
Yeah, they do.
They are legitimately going out of the week, out for the weekend. So,
dude, what's Papa Colin?
I've never played a Vulcan shotgun. Is it like sexy?
It's just fire shotgun.
Oh,
it's I don't know. It depends how expensive the unit is.
Did anybody put their pre-orders in?
I did.
I don't have any.
I got the Sukil Commando.
Nice, nice. Yeah.
And then Aaron did too.
I have not put in my pre-order yet.
You get those Riot Girls.
Hmm.
And the missile launcher. Dude, I don't understand why no one plays Riot Girls. It actually pisses me off.
Because
you look at their profile, and they're super cheap.
They're solid. Well, they're like 30 points, right?
That's really cheap for heavy infantry.
Hmm.
For two wounds, hyperdynamic.
Not for Nomads.
Yeah, yes, that is super cheap for Nomad heavy
infantry.
They're
similar to Wu Ming Link.
They're also...
Chain rifles are templates, right?
They're every bit the cheap heavy infantry with the armor 3.
That's fine because that's what normally is for like medium infantry.
Hmm.
You have a special.
So they are the armor 3, so like 6 is in cover.
Yep.
And they have hibernatics level 1.
Yep, that is nice.
They're really good.
They're okay.
Their stats are amazing. I was literally going to do a Space Dandy episode on Riot Girls.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
Okay.
Here's how you know something's broken or very very good. Because if I played Nomads, I would play them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It does suck, though. Like, they only have one specialist model, and their specialist model is a specialist model. Like, they don't have access to
a
hacker.
Who cares?
Or
I'm not playing a five-man link to do objectives.
No, I'm saying when you spend a 30-point heavy infantry five-man link, like, it's nice.
Yeah, you want some dudes to do some
stuff. When they can. Like, especially because, you know.
I guess.
The missile launcher's still solid, though.
Uh-huh.
They literally have a Spitfire and their 4/4s, so they can go do work mid-range, too.
All right, I have built...
And they can just eat up tons and tons of orders by dodging.
This is only 9 orders.
Because they're Hyperdynamics 1, 2. So you're dodging on 16s. It's like Ajax is out there. They're absurd.
This list sucks because it's only nine
like,
orders.
As a meat and potatoes, just pure stats, they're very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And for their point cost.
Also, I agree. Your list does suck because it only has nine orders.
Yeah, weren't we going to pre-ramble about Batman? What happened?
No.
We did.
Yeah. And then we talked about cats.
Then Adam was going to kill everybody. He had his knife out.
Sweet. Adam was like,
swear to me.
I just heard back.
Well, no, we're in hoggy beds.
That's golden.
No, we're in hockey.
You have failed Infinity.
You failed Infinity.
Hacky peels.
Mm-hmm.
Level
check this list. Three Krakots.
I like it.
That's fine, actually.
I like it.
They're too cheap.
And then a Sogoret. And then a chick that's leading a unit of Zerglings.
Oh, the five-man link.
I vote for the three-person.